You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
InStar is a DIY music and craft festival in Madison. Now in its fourth year, InStar 4 takes place at the High Noon Saloon on April 27th. That starts at just after noon, 12:30. Here in the studio to tell us about InStar 4 is organizer Sigra DeWeese. Welcome to Mag Zinc Radio, Sigra.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we were just kind of commenting. This is, we got in on InStar 2, so Sigra has been in here now a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's great to see this festival grow and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks. We're really pleased with the growth, and we're really, really excited about the new venue we've moved into, where this will be our first time at the High Noon, which is really, really exciting.
That's right. Well, tell us about InStar Music and Craft Festival. How do you get that started?
So myself and my co-founder, Jesse, who is a DJ and is at a gig right now, so she couldn't join us. We were both makers and musicians in the music scene, craft scene, for years. And we really wanted to melt those worlds together because it seemed like there wasn't a lot of crossover, and we felt like there was opportunity for there to be more crossover between the artists in a visual sense and the artists in a music sense. So that was the instigating idea.
A fusion. Well, where does the name from? And don't tell me it's Bugs.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Rocker. It's
Bugs. Remember this.
I knew it.
It's Bugs. It's a entomological term for like a segment of time in the life cycle of a bug. So like between molts generally of like a growing bug. And we chose that name because I've worked with bugs in my art and stuff, and love bugs and have for a long time. And it just felt like a catchy, quippy name that also encompassed the idea that we want to see these artists grow, see this event grow. Luke McGovern, who's playing, has played a couple InStars before, and this will be really fun to see how his sound and his music has evolved since I think he played InStar 1.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
He's awesome.
We play his music here all the time.
Yeah, he's great. Love him.
Well, now in the fourth installment of InStar, you have moved to a larger venue. I remember you were at the Rigby.
Yep.
And now you know you're going to the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about the success that has led you to a larger venue.
Yeah, well, we've been really, really grateful to receive really awesome turnouts at the past three InStars, and we felt we were finally ready to take the leap into a larger venue that could accommodate more bands, more vendors, and more attendees. And we were really, really pleased when the High Noon agreed to help us out with that. It's been an undertaking, but it's been really exciting, and we're so happy with all their support and really lucky to have them on board.
And InStar kicks off at 12:30 tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th at the High Noon Saloon. What kind of craft vendors can people expect to see?
Oh man, we like to keep it weird at InStar.
Yeah.
We've got all the weird people.
Is there someone there with bugs?
Well, you know, there could be. Not that I know for sure, but there is. If there's a place where there will be bug themed art or art with bugs in it, it would be InStar.
Nice.
We've got silversmiths. We've got upcycled fashion creators. We have some more traditional like stickers and print sellers. We run the gamut.
And what is a silversmith?
A silversmith is like a jewelry maker, but oftentimes jewelry makers are sort of, they delineate themselves into what material they work with. So there's goldsmiths, there's silversmiths, and then there's like general metalsmiths who maybe work in brass or copper. And silver is kind of it's a precious metal, but it's still relatively attainable. So a lot of metalsmiths go the silver route.
Well, let's talk about the music. You have a great lineup. Tell us about the artists playing in store. We were talking about Luke McGovern, but you have Jada Brown. She from Minneapolis?
She is from Minneapolis. Yeah, we've got a couple Minneapolis acts. Jada Brown is a really cool kind of like neo-soul R&B fusion act that I am personally really excited to see. We haven't had something like that at InStar yet, so I am super stoked for her. And also from Minneapolis, we have Creeping Charlie, who are a really awesome indie rock group fronted by two sisters.
And do you play in one of these bands?
I do play in one of these bands, Rocker. I play in Frozen Charlotte, which will be that's sort of like an art rock, hardcore mixed with dark wave sort of vibe.
And the Evil Twins. That's a Marcus Beaufort tribute with his son, right?
With his son, Quentin, who I love Quentin. He is, him and I used to be in a band together back in the day. And he's one of my dearest friends, and he's just the most incredible guitarist.
Like, I was kind of wondering how they were playing on this show. I was like, huh.
I've got the in with the son. I really think Quentin is doing his dad's music just an incredible, really, really living up to his
I know he
his
sold out the Baroque.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes. It was crazy. Wow. So really, really stoked for that. If anybody out there listening is familiar with or loves the Marcus Beaufort oeuvre, I would highly, highly suggest coming and catching a set fronted by Quentin, Marcus's son.
And the Spine Stealers who were
just here. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful too. I've played with them before, I have not seen them in their full band iteration. I've only ever seen them as a duo or played with them as a duo. So I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, they said
they
started in February.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Super, super new. Yeah. Stoked for that. They sounded great. I caught just the tail end of their set in here.
Yeah. And they all got here in like a Ford Focus. I don't even know.
Oh, InStar 4 Music and Craft Festival takes place at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, April 27th from 12:30 to 9 p.m. How can we purchase tickets and find out more online?
Well, you can go to the High Noon website and check it out there. We have a link in our bio on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that jazz. Or you can just show up at the door, and tickets are $10 if you buy them before tomorrow, $15 if you buy them at the door tomorrow.
Now, Sigrid, you were telling me about your interest in bugs. And you make bug art.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe your bug art to us?
My bug art.
These are dead bugs, right?
Yes, they're bugs that have passed naturally of natural causes. and I preserve them, pin them, and then preserve them in usually like resin. And then I am a silversmith, so I'll sort of smith them into rings or pendants or whatnot with fun little, a filigree around them and whatnot.
What kind of bugs?
Well, I love cockroaches, which it sounds like a contrarian answer.
Oh, wow.
But I do love them. I think they're really neat. I find a lot of wasps deceased towards the end of the summer. A lot of ladybugs kind of in September. There's kind of different seasons for bugs, the same way there it would be for like flowers.
Makes
or
sense.
Tomatoes. Spiders, I find them every now and again. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now you had a fascination with bugs for even when you were a kid?
Yeah, I've loved bugs as long as I can remember. My biggest goal in life at age 5 was to own Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which I do now.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, I have a neighbor, Raina, and she is just like that. She loves bugs. She has no fear of bugs. And I think it's pretty cool. I think one day she would be an entomologist. Did you ever think of studying?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge science person, though. But if I was, absolutely.
All right. InStar 4, it's coming up tomorrow, April 27th, 12:30 to 9 p.m. And check it out. It's at the High Noon Saloon. Sigrid, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Rob, what do we got coming up?
We're going to play some Spine Stealers. Yeah, we're going to do West Texas Sun now.
Oh, yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
These West Texas sunsets remind me of sun as we burn to bone. Mm-hmm.
shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.